The last thing we discussed last week was a rasag, an apsad yigun, which the Rambam disagrees with. As I explained to you last week, an apsad yigun in his Sefer Emunah Zedeis has 10 sha'arim, and one of those sha'arim is called Ala Yeshua, I think. It's about Geula, about Mashiach. And in that shah, the Rav Sadi Gon tells you the story of how Mashiach is going to come, like a prophecy, like it's already happened. There's going to be one war, and a second war, and a third war. There's going to be a Mashiach ben Yosef, and he's going to be killed, and there's going to be a Mashiach ben David, and they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Goyim are going to bring Karbonis, and the Karbonis that the Goyim are going to bring is going to be their respective Jews from their various countries, and so on and so forth. Everything, Psukim, a whole description of how it's going to look when Mashiach comes. Now the Rambam, and by the way, if anybody's interested, I have a whole book that I prepared, which was never published, which is really the long version of what we're now consolidating in this series. It's the Rambam with all the sichas of the Rebbe that we're crunching together into these classes. And in that book, which I'll be happy to send you if you send me an email personally to rabbipaltiel@gmail.com, rabbipaltiel@gmail.com, and I'll send it to you. I have, as a supplement, the entire Rasag, the entire section where Rav Sadia Gaon describes how the events of Mashiach are going to unfold. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes in the next Pedik, in Pedik Yud Beis, which we have not yet gotten to, that how Mashiach is going to come is called Divri Agodas, matters of Agoda. No one knows for sure what's going to happen till it happens, and you shouldn't waste your time trying to calculate it and to anticipate it. He uses the expression Tepech Rucham Shel Mechash VeKitzem. He uses a very, very strong expression objecting to people or trying to figure out when Mashiach is going to come and how Mashiach is going to come and so on. So there's a disagreement between Rambam and Asag. Rambam holds that anticipating the Seder of how Mashiach is going to come based on the Nevuahs is futile. The reason, of course, is, as I mentioned to you already, because Mashiach can come in a variety of different ways. And how Mashiach comes has everything to do with us, Zachu and Lei Zachu. In other words, if Yidden bring Mashiach because they earn him, what's called in the Gemara Achishena. So if we're Zachu, Mashiach will happen in one way. If we don't earn Mashiach, and Mashiach comes because the time has come, Shachisha Vesakeis Lases, what's called in the Gemara Be'ita, Mashiach comes in a very different way. So the Rambam therefore argues the idea of trying to figure out how Mashiach will come is foolish and inappropriate, and it's against faith, because there's no way to know these things. You can't know these things until they happen. Nevertheless, there are things that we know about how Mashiach is going to come anyway. Why? A, they've already occurred, and B, because they're connected to dinim and mitzvahs of the Torah. And this is what we finished last week's class with. I read with you the end of Perek Yudal of Hilchos Malachim, which is missing in many printed Rambams because of censorship, but of course in modern times where this is no longer an issue, these words, these lines of the Rambam have been reinserted. And what the Rambam says in these words is that you should understand that even though you look at Golos, and it's full of tzaddis, and full of Olamos Vestedim, that there's going to be Goyim that are going to mislead us, there's going to be Pitei Amcha that are going to mislead us, all kinds of things which are going to confuse people about the coming of Mashiach. Says the Rambam, Ein Keach ba'odom lahasigam ki loy drachenu drachav. We cannot understand the ways of God. And the Rambam proceeds to say that Christianity and Islam, which have cost Jewish people so many tzaddis, strangely are solalu asaderech lemelech haMashiach, because they introduce to the world the fundamentals. First of all, they introduce to the world monotheism, that there's only one God, and that there's a concept of a Mashiach, and that there's a concept of serving on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam finishes by saying, Shiyamed HaMelech, I'm reading the first Aleph in section 8, if you have it in front of you, Shiyamed HaMelech HaMashiach Be'emes, so Mashiach actually arises, V'yatzliach and will succeed, V'yorim V'yinasin is going to be exalted and uplifted. So v'yadhem kulam chesed, they're all going to do tshuva. V'yedim, and they will know at that point, sheker nochalu aviseim, that their ancestors gave them a sheker, a falsehood. V'aviseim hitum, and their patriarchs, their forebears, misled them. So the Rambam is arguing that so many of the things that are going to happen in the whole world when Mashiach comes are predicated on the exposure of the whole world, that means non-Jews, to basic Jewish ideas, that there's one God, and the concept of a Mashiach, and ultimately that there is an idea of mitzvahs. So therefore, the Rambam is able to tell us these details as precursors to the coming of Mashiach, even though the Rambam holds that it's a waste of time to try and interpret the Divrei Haggadah, because the Rambam is not making predictions. The Rambam is interpreting events that have already unfolded, and he's explaining that the events that we see in the world are Seder L'Misaderech L'Bias HaMashiach. This is how last week's class completed. And then there's another thing. And this other thing is a little bit in the Rambam, and of course a lot in the Rebbe's Sichas. The following idea is very, very much a part of the Rebbe's teaching, the Rebbe's Heiro and Avoido. And that is the idea that as a prerequisite to the coming of Mashiach, there is even Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach. The concept of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach, and I'm rolling it up on your screen, it's section 8, beginning with Beis through Hey. Okay? So I'm going to approach this in two steps. First of all, I'm going to discuss Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach as it relates to the Jewish people. Then I'm going to discuss the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach as it relates to Mashiach. So let's read Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo hinch l'satera v'amitzvahs ela l'Yisrael. The Torah that we received from Moshe Rabbeinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, was given only to the Jewish people. U'lochol ha'reitze l'hizgayin. And somebody who wants to convert and become what we call a Geir Tzedek, a righteous convert, who accepts all of it. There's no such thing as halfway, other God, other garnished, all tayag mitzvahs. Misha le'iratza, if a goy, if a human being has no interest in accepting all tayag mitzvahs, ein kefenese l'kavot eiro mitzvahs, there's no requirement, there's no kfiyat datit, from a yid to a non-yid, there's no obligation whatsoever to force a goy to be makabel the tayag mitzvahs. However, V'chein is another thing. That is that Siva Meisha Rabbeinu Mipi Agavura. There's a commandment of Meisha Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lochuf, to force, as called by Ha'elam, all people live in this world, Lekavel Mitzvahs, to accept the seven mitzvahs, Shenitztavu B'nei Ne'ach, that Meisha Rabbeinu, that the Ebishter gave, that Ne'ach gave, that the Meisha Rabbeinu gave, that Har Sinai gave, to Bnei Ne'ach, to all the non-Jews, to Goyim in the whole world. And it says, if a Goy refuses to accept them, we're not even talking about doing them and not doing them. We're talking about affirming, we're talking about making an official announcement, declaring loyalty to the Sheva Mitzvahs. Bnei Ne'ach says the Rambam Yehorek. Now the way this works out is as follows. The Rambam, as we know, is the only God of Yisrael, who records the whole Torah, all Tayag Mitzvahs, all the other Gedali Yisrael, beginning with the Rif, and then the Rosh, and so on, and the Shulchan Aruch, only bring us halachas, hatzriches, bizman hazeh, laws that are relevant nowadays. Laws of Karbonis, laws of Beis HaMikdash, laws of Tumentara are not brought in most other Shulchan Aruch. Included in this work of the Rambam, where he brings all Tayag Mitzvahs, and included also Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach. Rambam has two chapters dedicated to Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach. Where are they? The last two chapters before the Halachas of Mashiach. The last two prakim in the entire Sefer HaRambam. Yisuchas Melchomis, Melachim U'Melchomis U'Melach HaMashiach. And the Rebbe has many sichas why he puts Mashiach at the end, because it has to do with Shleimus HaTorah V'Mitzvah, which we touched on earlier. Immediately before the Rambam talks about Mashiach, he talks about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach. In a separate Perek, in Perek Ches, in other words, the fifth Perek from the end, there are two halachas where the Rambam gives instruction to Yidden vis-a-vis the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach. In other words, when it comes to Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach, there's two separate things. A Goy has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach. B, a Yid has an obligation to teach them. Now, in as much as a Yid has an obligation to teach them, there's a lot of controversy. And of course, the essence of the controversy is If Yidden have an obligation to teach Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach, why don't we find that it was ever done in the past? And of course the Rebbe answers this question by saying that in the earlier generations it was a sakana, it was dangerous, because if a Yid would be caught teaching a Goy, it would be viewed as proselytizing and he would lose his life. Nowadays it's different, so this chiyuv, this obligation of teaching Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach to non-Jews is applicable. But the Rebbe goes further. And the Rebbe holds that teaching Sheva Mitzvahs Neneach is a basic chiyuv upon a Yid. And when the Rebbe starts teaching Sheva Mitzvahs Neneach, of course, as the Rebbe always calls it, there's always te'einahim of action. There's always people that no matter whatever the Rebbe is going to say, their role in life is to disagree, especially if their whole metziyas. So of course, when the Rebbe spoke about Sheva Mitzvahs Neneach, they came out against it. And they used such lashenes as k'sheit atzmecha v'achachach k'sheit acherim and bitl teira, the regular arguments. Way back when they used that argument about shlichus, about even being makar of yidden, how could you waste your time being makar of another yid? There's a need for k'sheit atzmecha v'achachach acherim and so on and so forth. This they sort of accepted based on the principle of arvos. Kol yisrael arevim zevazeh. Every Jew is obligated for one another. But arvos is for a yid to a yid. It's not from a yid to a goy. So when it came to the Sheva Mitzvahs Neneach, here they were again saying, how could the Rebbe say that a yid should waste his time being makar of a goy? He should first be makar of a yid, he should first be makar of himself, it's bittul teira and so on. The Rebbe holds, without a question, that the Rambam holds, that being makar of goyim, teaching goyim Sheva Mitzvahs Neneach, is an obligation on a yid as a yid. In other words, it's part of what we do for Hashem, not part of what we do for a goy. And therefore, even though by goyim there's no arvos, the need to teach the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach is a chiyav on a yid mitzad a yid. A Jew has such an obligation. And when the Rebbe introduced the campaign of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach, he spoke about it an awful lot, and it all is summarized, it's all consolidated in one sikh in the Kutta Sikhis, Chelik Chavav Pashas Yisrei. And if you look in the source material for reading Gimel, I reference that sicha. It's a very, very long sicha, and all you have here is about 7 or 8 lines. But part of what's written in that sicha is what I just told you, that the Rebbe holds that a yid be makar of a goy is not lefnim yishuras adin, and it's not only once he finishes perfecting himself and knowing the whole Torah and all the other stuff, but it's a chiyuv like any other. A yid is a chiyuv be makar of a goy. Why didn't we do it until now? Because it was dangerous. And now that it's possible, it's a chiyuv. And the Rambam uses the word lakuf, right? Tziva meisha rabbeinu epi agvura lakuf is called boi ha'elam, which means it's an obligation to force goyim to keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach. And I mentioned this to you in an earlier class, that if Yad Yisrael Takif, if we have the power, we can even use physical force to get goyim to keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach. Otherwise, obviously, we cannot physically force them. So the Rebbe says you can force a goy by convincing him through the power of an argument. It's also a form of force. So now let's read Gimel, which is a piece of that Sikha that I referenced a moment ago in Chelik Chavov, that even though a goy has no obligation to keep Tayag Mitzvahs, a goy has a chiyuv to keep Sheva Mitzvahs, not only to keep them, but to affirm, to be makabel the Sheva Mitzvahs. Moreover, a yid has an obligation to teach him and to force him to do it. I just want to mention one little nuance. They're all over in Rambam. When the Rambam wants to refer to Jews and Gentiles alike, inyan, which is negin, not to the Jewish people specifically, he uses the expression boy ho'elam, all those who enter into the world, which is the second line from the end of reading Beis, called boy ho'elam. And there's another place in Rambam, in Sof Hilchos Shemitah V'Yevil, where the Rambam also uses the term boy ho'elam to indicate that also goyim could achieve incredibly high levels, as is being discussed there. Anyway, let's read Gimel. The toichen ha'inyan from lakuf is called bo yoelam lekabel mitzvahs. The substance of the idea that a yid is told in Rambam in a separate halacha. It's not part of the halachas of the Eibishter to goyim, but it's part of the halachas of the Eibishter to yidden as relates to goyim to force all bo yoelam, all human beings, to keep the mitzvahs. Says the Rebbe, davzayin bidden an eifin for kfiyah. It must be done and it must be asserted until the point that we can force them. The teikef hatzivoy vaslikt of yadin yidin. There is a strong obligation and command which lies upon each Jew, to makayim zayin das vasivamish, to fulfill this that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed. And this is not based on Ahavas Hagoy, it's not based on the Fnimi Shurus Adin. It's a chiyuv the Eibishter gave us, lakuf, as kol boy ha'elam, to force or to educate and to inspire all those who enter into the world. That means all of humankind. Lekabel mitzvot shenitzavu b'nei neach, to accept the seven mitzvot which the Eibishter gave b'nei neach. And the Rebbe says, das la'chelek unhemshech zu matan teideh v'kabal sateideh shel b'nei Yisrael. This is a part and a continuation of the giving of the Torah and the receiving of the Torah, which has to do with the Jewish people. Now there's several aspects to these few words. This is a chelek and a hemshech to matan Torah and kabbalas Torah shel b'nei Yisrael. The first is the one I told you, that a yid has a chiyuv to educate and to inspire goyim per se as an inyan unto itself. In other words, it's part of a yid's obligation to the Eibish to mekarev of goyim, but there's another aspect. And the other aspect is that the goy can keep Shavu Mitzvot Neneach on a number of levels, including because it makes logical sense to him without believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or because he believes that Hashem gave these mitzvahs to Neneach. The correct way for a goy to keep Shavu Mitzvahs is not to do them because they make sense to him, not even to do them because they were given to Neneach, but to do them because they were given to Har Sinai. That when the Eibishter gave us the Torah, he repeated again the Shavu Mitzvahs that he gave goyim. And when a goy keeps the Shavu Mitzvahs, and he keeps them because they were given at Sinai, and not because of Noach, and not because of Hechra Seichel, then he's called Ger Teshav, then he's called Chassidu Yom HaSe'elam, and so on. That's also included in these words, Achelik, Unahemshach, Sumatan Teri, Vekabola Sateri, Shal Bnei Yisrael, that first of all, the Yid is a Chiyuv to Makad of Goyim, that's his obligation to the Eibishter. And second of all, the goy who keeps them not because they make sense, or because they were given to Noach, but because part of the event of revelation of Matan Torah, which took place at Har Sinai, or the Shavu Mitzvot Neneach. It's moving, it's understood. As yeder eine vashata meglechkeit baze, anybody who has such a possibility, ubimikolshken particularly, der vashata kesha durch mischer, ukiyetem azemit b'nei neach, if you're already involved with goyim because of business or some other events, affairs, so there's two statements here. The first is, der vashata meglechkeit, anybody who has the possibility, even if they don't work with goyim. And the second is, if you have a kesher with goyim anyway, darf sich mishtadel sein, or mashpia sein, evzei, has to make every effort and effect in them, mekabel sein die sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, the goy should accept the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So the Rebbe is really saying everybody has such an obligation, and of course, this is compounded, this is especially so if you're involved in goyim because of, with goyim because of business and so on. And the Rebbe used many strong expressions about this. The basic message of the Rebbe is, when we're makar of a goy, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the goy respects you more, and he likes you more, he feels embraced by you, and he actually becomes a better friend, and a better business associate, and so on. The Rebbe indicated that if Yidden had been involved with goyim before the Holocaust, it would have been very different. In any case, what we just read, which is readings Beis and Gimel, is an overview of this Sikh in Chelek Havav, which says that teaching goyim sheva mitzvot neneach as a chiyuv, as an obligation on yidden, as such, and then you have to teach the goy to keep the sheva mitzvot b'nei neneach as Eibish gave them to us at Sinai. But then comes another point, and the other point, to use a yeshivish expression, is smuchin. The Rambam had the sheva mitzvot b'nei neneach right before Mashiach. Why do you think that is? So the Rebbe says the reason the Rambam puts Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach right before Mashiach, because Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach is a hachona, an agdoma, an akshara for the coming of Mashiach. You know, if you may remember, the Rebbe made mitzvahs hakel many times, and of course the Rebbe made mitzvahs ksiva sefer teira, and he pointed out that it's the last, it's the 612th and the 613th mitzvah and the teira respectively. And of course, when you finish all the mitzvahs, Mashiach comes. So in Rambam, when you finish the whole Torah, Mashiach comes, what's the very last thing necessary to bring on the coming of Mashiach? So Kenu, the answer is, be Makar of Goyim. Let's read now, Dalet, the bottom of that page. Okay, reading Dalet. See, the bottom of page 7, top of page 8 in your handout. See the Moshe Mepiyagavur. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded from HaKadosh Baruch. Lachuf, that we have an obligation to teach and to assert and to force, if need be, the goyim to keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach. It says never like this. V'bald Mashiach, since Mashiach, v'et uftan, then v'yisakein es ha'elam kula, he's going to correct the whole world. And Epech Alam and Vegemet is going to transform all the nations of the world. Kumt Ais, it's therefore obvious. As their Indian from their Pa'ul life, Umeisaelam. The idea of influencing Goyim. Lakov to force them, Lakaval mitzvah, Shinitstav of Nenech, to accept the commandments that Abish gave the sons of Neach, is Me'ein, or Nahashara, is similar to, in a preparation, to Bias, to Pu'ulas, Mashiach, Satenu Bazet, to the coming of Mashiach, where Mashiach will continue the work that we now start. In other words, the Rebbe makes of mitzvah Nenech into a messianic thing. Before Mashiach comes, Yidden has to be Makar of Goyim. Of course, the ultimate makarer, for lack of words, of Goyim will be Mashiach Zakenu himself. Because these words, Vizaken Salem Kule, are a reference to the last of the four ideas that the Rambam says about Mashiach. If you can remember the class, I think it's from 2 weeks ago, that is what Mashiach is for himself, or Mashiach is for Yidden, or Mashiach is for Goyim through violence, or Mashiach is for Goyim through education. This idea, Vizaken is called Elam Kule, Epech Alamim, is part of the fourth. When Mashiach is a teacher, and the Rambam paskens clearly the Mashiach has an influence on non-Jews. And therefore, Sheva Mitzvot Menach becomes something which is especially necessary, particularly before Mashiach comes. Read Hei, which is from Chelech of Gimel in the Kutas Yechis. V'lachein, therefore, Negeya beYeser. It is especially important. B'seiv Zman HaGolos, at the end of the times of Golos. Shekol Echad Yishtadel, each one must make every effort. Lashpial umeisaelm, to affect goyim, parenthesis, bedake name, or bedake shalom, in a pleasant way, in a peaceful way, but nevertheless in a firm way, sheyakayimu esa mitzvah shalahem, they should keep their mitzvahs. Commission is vayer, kama piyalim, is explained a number of times, and what the Rebbe is trying to underscore here is that they're keeping the sheva mitzvahs, we're teaching them the sheva mitzvahs as the precursor to the coming of Mashiach, or to the bringing of Mashiach. So the Rebbe makes it plain that the reason that Rambam puts Hilchas Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach, and especially the halacha on Yidden to teach Goyim Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach, immediately before the coming of Mashiach, because the Rebbe holds that this is a step in the process of coming of Mashiach to Canaan. And therefore, I'm going to repeat again and conclude that even though the Rambam says, it's not our business to calculate how Mashiach is going to come and there's no way to know it and so on, there are two things that we can know. Number one, the things that have already happened in the world that are preparing the world for Mashiach, like Yeshua Neitzri and Yishmaeli Azeh. And number two, those aspects of preparations for Mashiach that go under the category of a mitzvah or a halacha or a din, we have an obligation to teach Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach to non-Jews Bechlal, and an obligation to teach Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach to non-Jews, especially in anticipation of the coming of Mashiach. I am going to pause now and let you ask questions. If none of you have any questions, I will proceed. Section 9 is very interesting. It's on page 8 and I'm scrolling it up. Okay? Very, very interesting. And the name of it is Mashiach as a Teacher. And there are a couple of huge surprises. Huge. And of course, all of this is based on the Rebbe's Sichas, as you understand. But there are wonderful chedushim in this, and basically it's two things. In section 9 there are two things. Aleph and Beis go together, and then Gimel Dalet Hei Vav and Zayin also go together, as you'll see in Mitzvah Hashem as this class unfolds. So we're now discussing Mashiach as a teacher. Okay, one thing at a time. Number one. One of the things that we learned already and emphasized very, very strongly is the idea that Mashiach is not Superman. Mashiach is a halacha of Melech. Period. Le'pochas v'le'yesa, Mashiach is a king like any other, neither less nor more. And on that basis, we made it very, very clear that Mashiach does not have to predict the future, does not have to perform miracles, does not have to make new nature, and does not have to be Mechayim Meisim. Moreover, if you say that Mashiach has to do any of those things, then you hatzi vodim shal mitzvahs mipshutan, you have mistranslated the simple understanding of Teda mitzvahs, and it's a pashat in kfira. Now, this is not me, this is Rambam. Based on the sikh, of course, in Chelek Yudches. The classic sikh of Bolach. So there's such an emphasis in Rambam that halachically Mashiach does not need to have any special powers. Doesn't have to be a Navi, doesn't have to be a Ruach HaKodesh, and he certainly does not need to be a Baal Mofes. He simply needs to be an Erel Echarid who fights to protect Jews and fights for the Jewish people to keep Torah and Mitzvahs, and ultimately that the Goyim should do the same, should follow suit. But there's no requirement from the perspective of Rambam of anything supernatural. Here's a problem. There's another place in Rambam where the Rambam says something very, very different. Read reading one. This is Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Tes Halacha Beis. It says, Oisai HaMelech Sheyameg Mizere David. That king that will one day in the future arise, wake up, stand up from the sea, from the descendant of David HaMelech, Bal Chochma Yihye Yeser Mishloima, he will be wiser than Shloima HaMelech. Shloima HaMelech is considered the smartest person who ever lived. Mashiach is going to be even smarter than him. The Navi Godel who kore le Meisha Rabbeinu, and a great prophet near the level of Meisha Rabbeinu. So Rambam makes it clear that Mashiach is going to be smarter than the smartest man ever lived, namely Shlomo HaMelech. But he's not going to be as great a prophet as the greatest prophet. The greatest prophet was Meisha Rabbeinu, because it says in the Chumash, Lei Kom Oid Navi Be Yisrael, Ki Maishindu, never again will be a prophet like Meisha Rabbeinu, and the Rambam paskins that this pasuk is precise. So Mashiach is a Navi only Kadiv LeMeisha Rabbeinu, close to Meisha Rabbeinu, and not more. What's the problem? Problem is, Nevuah is a special power. Nevuah means predicting the future. Nevuah means performing miracles. And we know that it is not a requirement of Mashiach as Melech HaMashiach to have Nevuah. And Fakert, the Rambam says that anybody who says that Mashiach needs to have those powers, Esei, so Mevsim, Shinim and Agish Aleilim, Amachaya Mevsim is in the category of Apricatus, is because he's Heitzi, Dvaram Shal Mitzvahs Mepshutan, he's adding to the Teda, some which is Hepecha Teda, and in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says exactly the opposite, the Mashiach is going to be a great Navi. Or to ask the question in a more applied way, Rambam held that Bakechva could have been Mashiach. And Bakechva was no prophet, Bakechva was from the perspective of Ruchnius, a Poshet Erid. He was an Erlech Erid, he was a Frum Erid, he was a powerful Yid, but he wasn't a Tzaddik, and he certainly was not a Navi. So how do we deal with this, that in another place, the Rambam makes reference to the fact that Mashiach is going to be a Navi? Now, I don't have time to give you a long answer, nor am I qualified to give you a long answer, but the Nekudas HaDovid is the following. That Mashiach is called Melech HaMashiach, King Mashiach. In addition to Mashiach being King Mashiach, he's also a Rav, a teacher. And the idea that Mashiach does not need to be doing Esis and Mefsim and Shinim and Hagash Aleilu and Mechaya Mesim in as much as he's a Melech. But there's another inyan of Mashiach, and that is that Mashiach is a Rav, a teacher. And in as much as Mashiach is a Rav, he will be a Navi. And of course, going back to Bar Kochba, you could say that some later point after Mashiach is Melech HaMashiach and does the things that Melech HaMashiach needs to do for himself and for Yidden and for Goyim and Rakfiyah, he arises to a higher level where he becomes a Navi. There may be a different interpretation. But this is the Pshat in this Rambam, that the Ram Mashiach is going to be a Navi, but the Nevuah of Mashiach is not a part of Mashiach as Melech HaMashiach, but as part of Mashiach as Rav Mashiach, as Rebbe Mashiach, as Teacher Mashiach, which is separate and after Melech HaMashiach. And therefore the two Rambam is not really contradictory. What the Rambam said in Hilchos Malachim, that Mashiach does not have to have special powers, is as King Mashiach. What the Rambam is saying here is that after he's King Mashiach, he becomes the Rebbe Mashiach, Rav Mashiach, Teacher Mashiach, and for this he needs to have Nevuah. And the Rambam continues, Olafichach, and therefore, Yelamet Kala'a Mashiach is going to teach all the Yidin Teirah, V'yeire Derech Havaya. He will show a direction to the world, a path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the whole world, V'yaveyo Kala Goyim, L'shamay all Goyim are going to come in here. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam describes Mashiach as a Chacham and a Navi. So the Rebbe has a long sikhet in which he explains this Rambam, but the beginning of that sikhet is the part which is most curious and most interesting. Look at Beis. This is from Sefer HaSichas Tovshin and Alchel. Beis is a sikhet of Shavuos Tovshin and Aleph. It's a famous sikhet. The Rebbe said it on Shavuos, and the substance of the sikhet is Teira Chadasha Mi'iti Teitzeh, that after Mashiach comes, there's going to be new Torah. And it's a medrash, there's going to be a new Torah. The Rebbe has a whole sikha where he analyzes it, and he questions it, and he challenges it, and he explains it, and so on and so forth. One of the aspects of this sikha is this, that the Rebbe holds, that when the Rambam says, in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Tes Halacha Beis, that Mashiach is also going to be a Navi and a Chacham, and teach Torah, this is the idea of Torah Chadasha Mi'iti Teitzi. Over Lashen Chazal, in the language of the Medrash, this is the very, very beginning of that Sicha, quote, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liyaz Yeshe, V'deirish, Torah Chadosh Hashem, and the future Sit, and Darshan, a new Torah, She'asad Litin Aidei Mashiach, as it gets through Mashiach, so our Rebbe now adds, V'yashleima, I want to say, says the Rebbe, and of course, I'm assuming all of you are married, so you already know the Ha'ore in the Sikh of L'cha Deidi Tavshin Yudalad, versus Badir Bederech Efshir is Bamir Ba'avados, that when the Rebbe suggests that maybe Pshat and Rambam is this way, so we know that this is Takab. V'ya Shleimar, says the Rebbe, I suggest, and of course for us this is the fact, She'inyin Zemerumez B'divri HaRambam, this idea that Mashiach will teach us a Terech Adosh is hinted in this Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Tes Halacha Beis, where it says, Shemelech HaMashiach, that King Mashiach, Bal Chochma Yir Yese Mishleimah, he'll be wiser than Shleimah HaMelech. The Navi Godel, who will be a great prophet, in, as he said in the previous reading, Karev Le Madregas Meshe Rabbeinu, close to Madrega Meshe Rabbeinu, Lefichach Yelame Kol Ha'om, will be able to teach everybody the whole Torah. This means that even though we know that Mashiach does not have to have any special powers as King Mashiach, just like Bar Kecho didn't have any special powers. But beyond his role as King Mashiach, he becomes Rav Mashiach. And as Rav Mashiach, he's going to teach us Terech Hadasha. And to teach us Terech Hadasha, he needs two requirements. Greater intelligence than Shleim HaMelech, and prophecy almost as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rebbe's Sikh is very long. The Sikh on Beis Rabbeinu, on Terech Hadasha, Mi'iti Teitzi, is very, very long. And the Rebbe has a whole discussion of, first of all, why you need Nevuah to teach Terech Hadasha, and second of all, how are you allowed to use Nevuah teaching Terech Hadasha? We know a rule, Terech Le Bashamayim He, and Ein Navi Rashi Lechadash Dava Meyata, and so on. There's a whole Ariches Nesicha, where he explains how Mashiach is going to use Nevuah to find and to teach the Terech of Mashiach. Shekivin Shenavi Gadol Hu, since he's going to be a great prophet, Lachain Tizgale Elov HaTerech Hadasha, Rabbi Yitzchak Hashem is going to be able to reveal to him the new Terech using Nevuah, and teach it to all the people. So in these two readings, we're learning a new idea. And the new idea is that Mashiach, in addition to being Melech HaMashiach, which is his basic halacha criteria, where he fights for Yidden and fights with Goyim and fights with himself, there is one more component. And that is that Mashiach becomes a teacher. And in being a teacher, he's a big Chacham and he's even a great Navi. And he uses Nevuah and Chochmah to bring to us this incredible Chochmah and Torah, which is his. Okay? So this is a new idea. And I want to make it very clear how we need to understand this. That first he's a Melech, and then he's a Rav. His criteria as a Melech are what the Rambam said about Bar Kechva, his influence on himself, his influence on Yidden, his coerced influence on non-Jews, and his educational, his teaching influence on non-Jews. But the idea that he teaches Terech Hadasha involves additional things that are beyond him. Being King Mashiach, he becomes a Rav Mashiach, which includes also the idea of Nevuah. And now we move on to readings Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zion. Right? That's what we're reading now. Okay? So let's close. Scroll this down here. Okay. New idea, additional idea. And this is brilliant. It's one Sikh. It's in the Kutta Sikh. It's Chelek Lamed Dalet, I believe. You can see it at the end. Page 209. All of these readings come from one Sikh in Pashas Vayigash, Kutta Sikh, Chelek Lamed Dalet. And the Rebbe says something very, very special. And it's based on the analysis of a pasuk. Okay, let's read Gimel the pasuk. King David will be a king over them. They're going to have only one shepherd. And then it says, "V'David Avdi, David, my servant Nasi Lahem is going to be their prince, their rebbe, their leader la'elam forever." So this is the sicha, amongst other things, where the Rebbe discusses the concept of Kesed and Palga Kesed. There's a sicha of Nachash Abayzeh Tavshim Memches, which is Mugan, then it's again Mugan Chalak Lamedalad, that the Gemara says there's going to be a Kesed and a Palga Kesed, and the Rebbe argues that it's not two people. Kesed and Palga Kesed are both in Mashiach Tzadkenu himself. That's the Rebbe's opinion. That's how he interprets the Gemara. What's the Kesed and Palga Kesed? Melech HaMashiach and Rav Mashiach. This sicha addresses the two ideas of Melech HaMashiach and Rav Mashiach. And the basis for the Sikha is many nuances, but the most important one is that by V'David Avdi Nasi, it says the word La'olam. Mashiach Tzadkenu, according to what we're now learning, based on this section 10 of this syllabus, pardon me, section 9 of this syllabus, has two roles. One role is Melech, and the second role is Rav. But everybody understands that his primary role as Melech is Melech HaMashiach. His role as Rav is a secondary role, because it's not his job. His job is to be a king and to fight with Goyim and to protect the Jewish people. And then once they're protected, they get them to keep mitzvahs and so on. That's his role as a Melech. His role as a Rav is arguably, as a teacher, is a secondary role. Nevertheless, the pasuk says about his secondary role as a rav that it's li'olam. So let's read Dalet now. Yesh levayir shinoi b'lashem hakosuf. In other words, these readings actually journey through that sikha. We need to analyze the differences of form in this pasuk. That it says melech aleihem, a king over them, v'nasi lohem, and a rebbe to them. And the rebbe explains, what's the difference between a king and a teacher? Simple. When one is a king, they have to be above the people. And of course, included in above the people is to coerce them, to force them, to make them follow. But as a Rebbe, as a Rav, as a teacher, in other words, let's use the words Melech HaMashiach and Rav Mashiach, to teach the people. To show them the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's done by being close to them. So in this pasuk, we're describing the two roles of Mashiach. The primary role, which is Melech HaMashiach, and the secondary role, which is Nasi HaMashiach, Rebbe Mashiach. King Mashiach is above the Jewish people, Rebbe Mashiach is equal to the Jewish people. And of course, the question becomes, how come Dafka by Rebbe Mashiach, it says the word Li'olam, and by the word King Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, which is the Ikir, it doesn't say the word Li'olam. And the Rebbe says, hey, there's a huge difference between the Eibishter, between Mashiach Tzadkenu as Melech HaMashiach and as Rav Mashiach, as far as this is concerned. But in Yin Ha'alif, in as much as he's going to be a king, in other words, Hanhagas Malchus Eishalei, the idea that he's going to be a king, he bedar a chiddush. There's something very novel about it. The way Mashiach is going to be a king is very extraordinary. Claimer, this means, even though the Rambam holds, and we learned this in an earlier section of this series, Mashiach is not going to change anything. You're not allowed to say that King Mashiach has to do miracles or anything of that sort, because it's all within the parameters of nature and Torah. But at the same time, the changes he's going to make in the world are going to be huge. Of a movement, it's understood. The very fact that there's going to be a king with enough power, enough force, that is going to cause that Yavad is Havaya B'Yachad, serve the Eibishter as one, for like Tiyenem Elchomes, and he's going to suppress all war. V'asokum Yil Adasas Havaya B'Vad, and people, based on the influence of King Mashiach, are going to be occupied only with one thing, which is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hadeizachidish Banhogas Ha'elam, this is a change of nature, Shleim Etzinu Kazeis Me'elam, this kind of a novelty never occurred. In this Sikha Vayigash that we're now learning, one of the ideas that the Rebbe says is the following. We know that one of the concepts of Mashiach is that he doesn't have to change anything in nature. So the Rebbe says in the Sikha, imagine a man who, using only Teva, no Nes, nothing supernatural, uses the power of his personality to change the world totally, that everybody becomes moral, everybody becomes kind, everybody does the same Sheva mitzvahs, everybody worships the same Eibishter, the same Beis HaMikdash, and so on. Says the Rebbe, how great a ness is it that a man can change the world so much without performing any nisim? The fact that Mashiach could come, King Mashiach, because of the Rambam's halachic understanding that King Mashiach is only a concept in halacha of melech, and there's no Superman aspects, there's no lemaila manateva aspects to his melucha, there can be no greater pele than the pele of Mashiach doing all of those things without performing any miracles. So true, melech HaMashiach, which is of course the primary definition of Mashiach, Mashiach as a king, doesn't change anything in nature, but at the same time, it's a huge change in the world. On the other hand, now we're doing Vav, Hashpa Osei Betur Nasi. There is the second aspect of Mashiach, where he acts as a Rebbe Mashiach, which is, Vezesha Mashiach Yelame Kol Ha'om, the fact that Mashiach is going to teach all of the people, says Rebbe Ein Ze Chiddush Mamash, is not a total Chiddush, Ki b'teire yefshali es chiddush amiti, in teire there's no possibility for there to be true change. Ki psak haramam as Rambam paskins, that every idea of teire came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore the Rebbe argues that Mashiach as a Rav is not anything new. Mashiach as a Melech, because he's having such an incredible influence on the world, even though he's not performing any miracles, is a huge change. And to the contrary, the fact that he's making these changes without an Eisen HaMeifes compounds how great a change it is. But Mashiach as a teacher is simply teaching us the same Teda we have now. That's not a Chiddush. Now I just want to say one thing here, and that is, these two concepts, which are called Kesed or Palga Kesed, Melech HaMashiach and Nasi Mashiach, King Mashiach and Rebbe Mashiach, happen sequentially. In other words, they're not entirely concurrent, not happening at the same time. First, Mashiach asserts himself. First, Mashiach forces himself upon us. First, Mashiach uses the power of his throne and even physical force to be koifet, to force us, the Lahavdil Goyim, to do our mitzvahs respectively. Later on, after he successfully subdued the world and disciplined the world and redirected the world to follow the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no longer a need for coercion, for melucha. At that point, he becomes a Rav. And this is what the Rebbe now says in reading Zion. And I'm reading it inside now, that afal pi, even though, she'iker achideh shel melech ha-mashiach u'b'malchus, there's no question that if you needed to find Mashiach by one word, that one word would be melech. Because that's his definition. He's a melech, king. Mekomokim, at the same time, yesh iloi b'inyan ha-nasiyas alinyan ha-melucha. The notion of Mashiach being a Rebbe, which is subsequent, which is later than Mashiach being a Melech. First, Mashiach is a king, and he protects Jewish borders. Then he forces the Jewish people to keep mitzvahs. Then he forces Goyim to keep mitzvahs as well. All, if necessary, with that kfiyah, by coercion, is the primary definition of Melech HaMashiach. Then there is a secondary definition of Melech HaMashiach, where he becomes a teacher, where there's no longer a need for coercion, because that way he's cooperating. In this latter stage, there is an advantage. Mekomokam yesh iloy, there is still an advantage. Binyan hanesiyas in Mashiach as a Rebbe, al inyan hamalchus of Mashiach over a king. Why? Because hatzeirech binyan hamaluchu, when do you need a king? When is it necessary to have somebody who rules over you, who condescends? He's higher, you're lower. Aleihem, in the words of the Pasuk, Dov Melech, aleihem, above them. When do you need somebody higher than you that pushes you around and forces you to follow their will? Says the Rebbe, Laharim ulamaleis velishpeir ulihilach, to uplift and to fill and to break and to fight. Meaning to say that you only need a king when you have opposition. And the king uses all kinds of force, whether it's physical force or it's mental force or it's intellectual force, to bend people to his will. Omizem muvam, which leads to the following point, that shalacharei Mashiach, that when Mashiach will finally yisaken es ha'elam, correct the world altogether. And in correcting the world altogether, that means that people will have been redirected and educated and inspired in the fulfillment of the Sheva Mitzvot Nenech willingly. Says the Rebbe, Harei Ein Seirech Kol Kach Bepulas Mashiach Betur Melech. It's no longer necessary for Mashiach to act as a king. In Nigla the Teira, a king is needed for assertion, for force. When the entire civilization is transformed and cooperating and in line with the message of the Teira, you no longer need a king who forces them. And instead, v'ike tafkide, I'm turning to page 9 now, the end of section 9. V'ike tafkide shel melech ha-mashiach yihye, when there's no longer a need for a king. Because there's no longer a need for coercion. Because all the people are willingly and cooperatively engaged in what the Eibishter wants. So you no longer need a king to force you, and instead you need a teacher to teach you. L'lama desa'om derech havaya. To teach the people the ways of HaKadosh Baruch. So there's a moiren dike chiddush here. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is as follows. There's no question that the primary role of Mashiach is melech, and the secondary role of Mashiach is rav. But, in nigla terms, the melech role is not eternal, it's not forever, it's temporary, and the rav role is. That's how the Rebbe finishes. V'zeu atam, which explains the pasuk, she'etzel la'nesius, when he talks about Mashiach as being rav Mashiach, ne'mar v'david avi nasi lahem li'elam. The Torah underscores that he's going to be a Rebbe forever. Because in as much as teaching Torah is concerned, he's never going to run out of any to teach. The idea that Mashiach is a king forever is not in his function as a king, because in his function as a king, which is a position of power and assertion and coercion, it passes. What remains forever from Mashiach is his function as a Rebbe. So the Rebbe, this is an explicit sikha from the Rebbe, where the Rebbe says Melech HaMashiach ends and Rav Mashiach goes on. As the pasuk says, Nasi Melech Aleihem. It doesn't say the word Le'elam. And then it says, Nasi Lahem, Shava B'Shava, as a Rav to a Talmud. And there it says the word Le'elam. Because although the primary role of Mashiach is Melech, and the secondary role of Mashiach is Rav, or Kesed and Palga Kesed, the one that lasts forever is Melech, is Nasi is Rebbe, and the one that does not last is Melech. Moidendik. So we have over here the concept of Mashiach as a teacher. And in as much as we describe Mashiach as a teacher, we have these two points. Point number one is they teach us Teira Chadasha, even using Nevuah. So although Mashiach is not need any special powers, in as much as he's Melech HaMashiach, but in as much as he's Rav Mashiach, he absolutely needs special powers. And number two, there's a point in history at which his role as Melech HaMashiach becomes redundant, it becomes unnecessary, and all that remains is his role as Rav Mashiach, which is a fantastic chiddush. That Mashiach as a teacher lasts longer than Mashiach as a melech. And like I said before, the Rebbe reads this into the pasuk. This section, this second part of section 9, is based on reading Gimel, which is a pasuk in Tanakh, it's not a Rambam. And in the language of the Rambam, it's the third and fourth points that he made about Mashiach. If you go back, let's see if we can find it quick. If you can go back to, I guess it's section 4. It says, you go back to section 4, reading Aleph, it says, he corrects the whole world to serve Hashem as one. And in section Beis, it says, their influence on Goyim. You're taking over something which is already yours, you're not fighting and conquering it. Which is the idea of the Rambam said four things about Mashiach. The third of them was to fight with Goyim. The fourth one is to teach Goyim. So based on what we're reading now, the idea of Mashiach fighting with Goyim is his role as a melech, which is his primary role, but that's not forever. His role as educating Goyim is his secondary role, and yet his secondary role survives much longer than his primary role as melech, which is fantastic. I want to say one little thing, and then I'm going to open it up to questions, or else I'm going to finish the class. And that's this. We're learning Rambam. Right? What we're doing is we're learning Rambam with Sichas. Now this second part of this section 9 is actually not a Rambam directly, it's a Pasuk. But we're linking it to the Rambam as the Rebbe himself does. But you should know that there's a Maimah from Tzemach Tzedek called Mini Melech. So Tzedek has a maimer in Derech Mitzisach, which talks about Melucha. And in this maimer, Amini Melech, the Rambam explains Malchus Api Chasidus. And at the end of that maimer, he brings Mashiach as a Melech. But over there, the Rabbi, the Tzemach Tzedek, says something which L'cheira contradicts what the Rebbe is saying here. And I believe that from a perspective of Halacha, it's not a contradiction. To the contrary, it's an enhancement, but on a simple level, it's a contradiction. The Rebbe over there talks about Mashiach being a Melech. And the question basically is, why do you have to have a Melech in a perfect world? Where everybody serves Hashem and is a willing collaborator in Avedis Hashem, why do you have to have a king? It's self understood, it's self explanatory, it's self expressed. Everybody wants what the Eibishter wants. And the Rebbe's answer, the Tzemach Tzedek's answer, is that Mashiach is a teacher. But he's a unique kind of teacher. He's a teacher who teaches b'derech makif. Most teachers teach what's called b'pnimius. They teach you by investing themselves, by lowering themselves, by getting involved with the students. Mashiach is going to teach b'derech ri'iyah. He's going to teach us by showing. And as such, the style of his communication, of his teaching people, is going to be as a king. That means b'derech makif. So Mashiach is going to be a melech. But the role of Mashiach as a melech is not going to be the role where he forces us to keep mitzvahs and so on, but that he reveals godliness on the level of ri'iyah, godliness on the level of vision, which is an inyan of makif, and therefore he's called melech. So according to the Tzemach Tzedek in Derech Mitzvesecha, Mashiach being a melech really means Mashiach being a rav. It's only that his rabbonis, his ravhood, so to speak, is being mashpia ri'iyah, being mashpia makif. So what says here, in our sikha, that Mashiach being a king is not forever. And Mashiach being a Rav is forever. In the Tzemach Tzedek, it's refined, where he says Mashiach being a Rav is forever, but what's going to be the nature of his Rabbonus, that he's going to give us Eres Makifim, Ri'iyah, which is connected to him being a Melech. So on the surface, there's a contradiction between that Derech Mitzvesecha in our sikha, and underneath the surface, perhaps, Mashiach will be a king forever, but not a king who forces, a king who educates. So today we learned two sections. We learned about Sheva Mitzvot Neneach, and the idea that Sheva Mitzvot Neneach are a part of bringing Mashiach. They're a prerequisite to bringing in Mashiach. And we also talked about the idea of Mashiach being a teacher, and we had two aspects. Number one, that the Rambam has a source, a remez at least, for the concept of Teirei Chadoshim Iti Teitzei, and the idea that Mashiach being a Rav is more eternal than Mashiach being a Melech. So now, make comments, ask questions. If nobody has anything to say, at least somebody speaks so I know that I was actually heard. And we'll call it a class. If anybody wants to make any comments, this is a good time to do it. Very good. No questions. Alles klar. Okay, so I'll see you in a week, Mr. Shem.